Hello, Lakers. Welcome back to a brand new year, a brand new semester, and a new episode of I'm Doing Fine. You probably remember me. I'm Bella, pronouns she, her, senior here at GV studying psych.
And I'm Emily. I'm also a senior here studying psychology and behavioral neuroscience. And my pronouns are she, hers. And I'm excited to be back.
This is Katie, pronouns she, hers. I'm a junior here, also studying psych with a major in Spanish, and I'm excited to be back here for a brand new semester as well.
I'm Keegan. I am a senior. I am also a psych major, seems to be a common theme. And I'm super excited to see what the semester will hold.
Awesome. So, while you do not have any new voices on here, we do have some new updates on what we did in our last few days of 2022. I personally spent a lot of time procrastinating on graduate applications and instead spending quality time with friends, family, and pets, and just enjoying the holidays.
I like that you included pets. I think
Yeah.
that's funny.
Well, they are part of family, so I
Yeah.
guess like I didn't need to make the distinction,
I just
but
realized how much I miss my dog. Even though she's a pain sometimes, I miss my dog when I don't see her. And then when I see her, I'm like, Ellie! It's my dog's name. I get so excited. But over break, I also visited lots of friends, saw lots of family. But I also applied for different types of scholarships. I just got accepted into my study abroad program for this summer, so I
Yay.
was applying for scholarships to hopefully help ease the burden of the financial cost of that trip. And hopefully, I will find out soon if I get asked some of those scholarships. But yeah,
That's
woo.
fantastic.
I had such a good break. It went by way too soon. I actually got to fully relax, which is something I don't normally do during the school year. I spent the entire break on my couch watching TV with my cat, who I miss a lot. And I also got to go to Bronner's for
Ooh.
Christmas and get some ornaments. That was fun.
I love brownies.
I know, me too.
During my Christmas break, I worked, but I don't really work throughout the school year, so it was nice to like make some money while I was home. And then I also spent a lot of time with friends and family, just chilling or doing things like going to the movies, stuff like that.
Nice.
In addition to the fun that we had, it's grind time, January. The the gyms are full, the resolution lists are piled high, and we had a couple that we made for ourselves. I'll go first with mine. Mine was to socialize more and to have more confidence. It might not sound like it, but I am a painful introvert most of the time, and I have to really push myself out of my comfort zone. So I hope I can do that.
I believe in you. I think you can.
Thank you.
So my New Year's resolutions are just to be more mindful about my health, both physically and mentally. I definitely don't pay a lot of attention to what I'm doing during the school year just because I'm so busy, but I'm definitely going to try to work out some more, take some more breaks than needed, and eat better.
I think that's a really good one. One of mine that I had also kind of went off mindfulness. I wanted to spend 10 minutes a day just being mindful. And 10 minutes feels like a long time in the beginning, but like I found that it's been easier going through. And then another one of mine was to go to one new place a month. Yeah, I kind of really enjoyed it. It's
I
been
like
small
that.
things. Like I've gone to a new coffee shop in January,
That's
so
a
that was
clever idea.
exciting. Yeah.
I really like those. One of my goals for this month, or not this month, this year, it's kind of cliche. I feel like everyone's doing it, but I have been really into reading lately. So I made a goal for this year to read 50 books. And so far, I've read two, which I'm actually impressed with myself. And then this one sounds really cliche. I told it to my roommates like the minute I came back and they laughed at me, but I said, New me, 2023, positivity. So we're gonna try to have a positive mindset for this year. And along with the new year, new resolutions, maybe new you, comes the new semester, new classes, change, new routine. Maybe you have a new diet, whatever else might be new. And it might just kind of be a little daunting coming back to your dorm, your apartment, coming away from home where maybe your mom was cooking dinner for you every day, doing your laundry. You got to sleep in until 2 p.m. I know that's probably what I was doing. And maybe it was very restful, but now we had to come back and we had to get back on that school grind and readjust to a new schedule, which is already very stressful, getting to know new professors and new classmates. And it's kind of like a restart button. And I don't know about you guys, but That is really stressful for me. Change always, no matter if it's a new semester, even just going home sometimes, it's just very stressful because I get used to the times I eat, the times I work out, when I do my homework, when I sleep. Like, I just don't like disruption very much, and it takes me a while to readjust to a schedule often. So it's kind of hard doing that. And also, like, readjusting to being independent again after being home for 3 weeks. It's like, oh man, I gotta adult again. So yeah.
I'm struggling with my independence in a slightly different way. I mean that too, but in addition, I know a lot of folks might be going off to their study abroad trip soon. Katie, hopefully yours will be fantastic. One of my really close friends, we ended up just serendipitously having three classes together last semester, and we got incredibly close over a short period of time, both seniors, and now he's leaving me for Australia. And it's a many time zones away, but I've been pleasantly surprised. We're still texting often, and he really makes the effort to like send extra memes and like he lets me know his schedule. So I'm getting used to that new part of the semester. Again, it's helping with my resolution to socialize more and not rely on my one friend.
This new semester, it's actually my last semester, as is Keegan and Bella, right? So I'm super excited to graduate, but also have a little anxiety, a little stress about it, just because I don't know exactly what's coming next. I am taking a gap year after this, so it's going to be definitely full of new adventures. But with the stress also comes excitement, so I'm excited.
That's going to be so exciting, a gap year. You never know
Yes.
what that's going to have
Yeah.
entailed. One of the things that I've been kind of adjusting to is the new schedule format. This semester, I don't have classes on Mondays or Fridays, which is super nice, little long weekend, but like I also have 3 hour classes to go with that. And the attention span that is needed for that is just rough. But one of the things that a lot of people don't consider is while it is like the beginning of a new year, it is the middle of the school year. And I think for a lot of people, it can be really hard to like transfer here or transfer to a new school in the middle of the year. I know personally, I transferred here coming from a community college, but like it was in August. So I think that kind of made my process a little bit different. But for those people that are transferring in the middle of the year, it can be difficult to find your space, to find people to hang out with, because a lot of times people already have their groups. But I thought it was kind of just interesting to see the transition in that aspect.
I agree, and I feel like there is still like campus life night and other events that occur, but it's not the same because most people already have, like Keegan said, their groups, their friends, they have what clubs they're in, their sports, and coming in the middle of the year, or even just switching your major. I know Keegan and I were talking about it. You kind of get into new classes. It's kind of stressful because you're just kind of immersed in a whole group of new, different types of people that you've never seen before. And it's like everyone knows each other, and you're like, I know nobody, which kind of is how I feel right now. I just started a new job. And I don't work at Starbucks anymore, guys. Surprise. I work at H&M now, and it's kind of not the same as I'm sure some of you feel who just transferred, but it is stressful just starting over, especially when everyone seems to know everyone already.
For sure. And you brought up a fantastic point about the changing majors as well, or just having to change classes and try and drop them within the deadlines, the tuition refund deadlines. I know that towards the end of this past year, I changed my graduate program that I was anticipating on joining. It was eventually going to be like a dual degree torture situation, but I ended up just deciding on public health, and then I'm going to try and pursue writing on the side. But
That's
I
awesome.
thank you. It's definitely It takes a lot of getting used to like envisioning your future differently, like seeing yourself in a different way, trying to plan for things that haven't happened yet. It can be so nerve-wracking, but it's also, yeah, I am also glad that I have y'all, the peer eds, my friends, and the listeners, like the support, and just knowing that other people are going through it too.
I think that's a good point. Even if you are transferring like through the middle of the year or switching your major, switching your program, there's still so many like resources. And here's my little plug about the UCC, where you can come in and talk. Maybe you're having a hard time readjusting to being back here, or maybe you just transferred here and don't know where to start, or having a little anxiety. Coming to the UCC or going online and using some of the resources we have are a great way to get immersed into the culture here at Grand Valley and just kind of help get your groove into the college here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have group therapy too, so that'd be mm-hmm. another good idea to like connect with people who have similar mm-hmm. interests as you and similar Definitely. You know, things they want to talk about and work on. But also I think for me, I think the easiest way to make friends at college is honestly the people you sit next to in class. Mm-hmm. As awkward as it is, like ask them a question about yeah. something that your professor is talking about or talked about during class, and then ask them if you can get their snap or their email. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I figured out that that is the way to make friends.
That or the bus too. Oh, yeah. Like I've been surprised yeah. with how often I can get into a nice conversation with someone sitting oh, yeah. next to me.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. I have gotten on the bus lately at like 4 p.m. and it is packed. When I say yeah. packed, like I am breathing in other people. Packed, and I'm just like talking to people about how packed it is. And I literally just added some stranger from the bus, and now we're like talk every day. It's really crazy. Like, small interactions like that, you might meet your best friend like that. Mm-hmm. So just getting out of your comfort zone, kind of how like Bella was talking about, is kind of how you can get immersed into the culture here at Grand Valley and meet people. Even like Emily said, talking to the person next to you at class mm-hmm. too.
Yeah. And also you can always join clubs. This is my plug for I am the president of the psych club. Any psych majors out there, minors, and then also Red Cross if you're looking for volunteer opportunities. But I don't know, clubs, you just find a lot of people you wouldn't normally mm-hmm. talk to.
Yeah, that's great. Fun.
Mm-hmm. All right, but I think that now we are on to our final topic of the day, peer picks.
Yay! We need like a theme song or something, yeah, a jingle.
We'll get working on that.
Another resolution.
Yes. Okay, so we're going to talk a little bit more about our resolutions, and then we have some new music to talk about. But I know I already talked about this, but one of my resolutions is to eat healthier, and that includes eating more vegetables and drinking more water.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys seen all the Stanley cups with people in their 40s?
Yes.
I know people are like, I drink my 4 Stanley cups today, and I'm like, good for you, you're getting your water intake. Like, it's so funny. But for me, my resolution, I talked a little bit about it, but I really want to learn to ski. We live in Michigan. And I, instead of not liking the cold, I should embrace the cold. And whenever there's snow on the ground, I want to learn to ski. So if anyone knows to ski, find me out at Grand Valley and tell me, teach me to ski, please. I'll go on the bunny hill. I'll probably fall on my face a couple times, but I just want to learn. So please.
That's awesome. For me, I'm starting a little bit simpler than that because I have 2 left feet and I would no longer have feet if I tried to do that. But when I go on walks, I'm trying to take my earbuds out and be more present mm-hmm. and be more receptive to opportunities that
like embracing yeah. them. I like that.
Yep. I've noticed that I've started doing that too. It was kind of accidental because my AirPods kept dying, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to walk to class and I'm not going to listen to music because I didn't have a choice, but I've done it more often because I like listening to like what's going on around.
Like seeing more like people and you just kind of like people watch and you're like, oh, I never noticed that before.
Mm-hmm. And as I talked about, my resolutions were to go to a new place a month, be more mindful. And then one I didn't talk about earlier because I like to do 3 a year was to be more vulnerable. Mm-hmm. So I know I have a tendency to like kind of close myself in and not really talk about when I'm struggling with things, but I'm slowly but surely talking about with even just my friends, like the things I'm going through or like what I'm feeling at the time and not necessarily worrying about like what they might think of me. Cause obviously if they're my friend, they're not going to think differently of me, right. But that's awesome. Slowly been starting to work on that.
I like that.
All right. And then now that we've talked about our resolutions, maybe some new music, some old music that we've been really jamming out to. We have our peer picks for that. I personally have been really liking Jairus Johnson. I have always been a fan. If you're into alt and punk, you probably know who I'm talking about. But a song for this year that I have been listening to a lot is Dark Days. It's just talking about getting out of your old habits, ones that don't serve you anymore. Dark days are over. I think it's just a great message.
I love that.
Yeah.
And for me, I might have talked about this in previous podcasts, but I'm still listening to Noah Kahan. His album and song Stick Season is really good. He just kind of has like this soothing tone that helps me study, And I just have him on my study playlist with all of his songs. And it's just really nice to listen to when I just need to unwind and de-stress and I'm cleaning, doing homework. It's just a good, like, all-around song. I like it.
Thanks. My pick is so basic, but I am obsessed with this song. Everyone knows it from TikTok, but Flowers by Miley Cyrus. It is so good.
It's so catchy.
I love it. It's so catchy. I listen to it every day.
Well, and there's just this whole story and going around it that's just like so interesting.
I know. I think that's what makes the song better. Like, you listen to the, you're like actually listening to the lyrics and you're like, huh.
Yeah, yeah. I agree. My new music, new me is Renee Rapp. My sister, shout out to Kenzie. She's gotten me on Renee. I hadn't listened to her previously, but I think In the Kitchen, I like that one a lot, but I kind of like the sound of her voice and like what she talks about in her music. It's kind of new, kind of fresh, kind of cool.
All right. Well, with that, we are going to finish up our podcast, get back to our studies, and hopefully get readjusted into our new routine. I hope everyone has a fantastic new semester, and we will talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Bye.